I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
How about this guy captured by the Coast Guard on Wednesday morning? A 26-year-old from Independence, Missouri, was vacationing in Key West, Florida this week. This is 26-year-old Tilm Earl Morlang. And he spent the night drinking.
Wait, what's the first name?
Tilm. T-Y-L-N. Okay. The best I can gather.
And then somehow Earl becomes the middle name.
Tilm Earl.
All right.
Tilm Earl. Drank all night on Tuesday night and found his way onto a floating tiki bar with a 30-horsepower motor.
He got onto a tiki bar.
Yes, and then he stole that floating tiki bar until the Coast Guard caught him Wednesday morning about 8 o'clock. This dude, I mean, like down in Lake Union, they've got those, floating hot tub boats, and they've got different things. Well, here in Key West, they've got floating tiki bars, and you can, it's outfitted, and it's got the whole, look like a tiki bar, but it's got a motor, and you float around the harbor. And well, this dude was floating around at 8 in the morning, completely schnockered, and so the Coast Guard caught up with him, arrested for felony grand theft of a tiki bar.
That has got to be fun, huh?
Yeah.
They have a floating bar out there, and what are the, is that legal here in this state? Is that... Do you have floating bars?
I'm not exactly sure. It's a floating tiki hut with a 30-horse motor on it, a 30-horsepower motor available for chartering. Bring your own booze cruise.
I've heard of floating casinos. They got those in Missouri. Got those on the Mississippi. Okay, and then the next place we're going to go is Blaine. For three knuckleheads who burglarized a storage facility... This was just after midnight Wednesday, and these three knuckleheads blew their getaway when they got stuck in the mud. Cops get the report of some kind of suspicious activity going on at the storage facility. So they head out there, and they see the suspect's vehicle. So the suspects then led police on a high-speed chase, and troopers and deputies get involved, and this thing's going out onto the freeway, okay? They get on the freeway and they're trying to introduce spike strips, stuff from storage units.
Okay.
They don't know how much exactly yet at this point, but they're on the freeway with their stolen loot, and they exit and head down a dead-end road where they try to turn around, and they somehow get themselves into the grass, and they get stuck in the mud, and they cannot get out of this thing.
Weighed down by their own ill-gotten gain,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes, what was in the trunk is probably...
I can't believe it's news.
All three of these knuckleheads have records, and 11 of the storage units, as it turns out, were broken into, and they got them. It said some of them tried to flee on foot, but they ended up getting those knuckleheads.